Where did it go? God is good all the time. Get your Bibles out. We're going to talk about something today. I don't know exactly where it's all going. I started out with one little thought, and next thing I know, it's done exploded into a bunch of thoughts. So this is probably going to be part one. We might have two parts. We may have four parts. I don't know. Four parts gives you what? Harmony. That's right. That's right, Brother Wayne. We're going to talk about getting past your past. Do you know that a lot of us could do a whole lot better if we could get past our past? Our past is killing us. It's not, listen, you say, the devil's killing me? No, he's not. The devil's using your past so you can kill yourself. You think it's a homicide. It's not a homicide. It's a spiritual suicide. Amen? Matter of fact, it's not only a suicide, it's a suicide homicide. Why? Because it's killing you and you're killing somebody else because of it. So, we got to get past our past if we're going to do anything. You know, there's this little Danny O'Brien. He was a fine Catholic little boy, lad. He was out looking for trouble. He tripped people in the street. He threw bricks through windows. He smacked folks on the head and generally just caused mischief until a passing cop stopped him. "What's going on here?" bellowed the officer. He says, "Like this, officer. I'm on the way to confession and I'm a little short of material." Any of y'all a little short of material? I saw a lot of no. Yeah, I don't. I'm not having any problem getting material. I'm telling you, praise God, praise God, praise God. All right, God is good to us all the time. Getting past our past, and of course, knowing God the way we know God. We know God is an awesome, awesome God. So let's all stand for the ringing of His word. You see that sign there? Yesterday ended last night. One of the Beatles' top-selling songs was Yesterday. Y'all remember that song by the Beatles, Yesterday? All my troubles seem so far away. Yeah, well, you know what? Some of us look back at yesterday, and we live in what could have been, what should have been, what, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know, Lynn and I were doing a little thing where, and actually, if anybody wants to get involved in this stuff, it's really good. No matter if you've been married two months, 2 years, 20 years, 100 years, it's always good to do these checkups. And this is stuff that I'm learning in my schooling, but I'm also, not only do I learn it in my schooling, I do it amongst my own marriage. And so I put it in there to try it and see how it works. And one thing is, there's questions. And one of the questions Linda said, asked me, she pulled out the box, said, "If you could change your name to anything, what would you change your name to?" And she looked at me and said, "What would you change your name to?" I said, "I would change it to Puddentain." She said, "Really?" I said, "Ask me again, I'll tell you the same." All right. So, getting past your past. Yesterday ended last night. Look at somebody and tell them yesterday. Yesterday ended last night. Tell somebody. Tell somebody else. Yesterday ended last night. God is so good. He gives us, look, his mercies are fresh and new. Lamentations tells us his mercies are fresh and new every morning. Amen. God give us 24 hours to mess up in. And then he says, put it behind you. Mess up a fresh start. I mean, have a fresh start. Amen. Amen. So this is part one. So, don't stumble over something behind you. Anybody doing that? Don't raise your hand. Because if you want to know the truth about it, everybody could raise their hand. We're all stumbling over something behind us. Amen? Every time you start moving forward, here it goes again. So here we go. Let's read some scripture here. Read it together. Philippians 3:13-14. It instructs us to look to focus on the future, not the past. Because watch this. This is a scripture spoken a lot, but sometimes I think it's misunderstood. So we're going to go into it kind of heavy right now and just kind of bring it up to date and make you understand this. Maybe if you don't already understand this, know it how it is. Ready? One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. One more time. This one thing I do. He's talking about three things or more. So why is he talking about three things or more? And it says this one thing I do. Watch this. Forgetting those things which are behind, one. Reaching forth to those things which are ahead, two. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of Christ Jesus, three. So if he's saying three, but this one thing I do, what in the world is he talking about? I'm glad you asked that question. Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, for this day. I thank you, God, for this opportunity to be in your house, to worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. And I ask you right now, Lord, to touch us, to minister to us and through us in a very special way. Let this day be a great day in you and a day of independence in the name of Jesus we pray. And the church said, amen. You can be seated on the way down. Tell somebody if you're not here after what I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone. Tell them. All right. So watch this now. Watch this. He's speaking of three things. Three. But he says, this one thing I do. And he starts off with forgetting those things which are behind. So watch this. If you look into Greek, here's what he's talking about. This one thing I do means the first thing, the primary thing. Or in order for this to work, I got to get this in order. Some of us are pressing forward. Some of us are reaching forward the things which are ahead. They're pressing. That word's talking about an athlete which has got his chest forward. You ever seen anybody winning a race like here's the finish line, he wins it like this? No, he's always doing this. Have you ever watched a cow try to get through a fence to get some grass on the other side? He's always pushing everything he's got, going through the barbed wire, whatever, because he's pressing. There's a lot of us that are pressing, but we've got it out of order. Here's the order. It's got to be in this order or it's not going to work. Let somebody tell him, if you don't get it in the right order, it won't work. Tell him. I see this. I see it in my own life. Not only in other people's lives, I see it in my own life with certain situations and certain problems. Here it goes. This one thing, first, primary, I've got to forget the things which are behind. Now, Paul is describing, in forgetting those things, he's talking about some good things and some bad things. But he says, I've got to put it out of my mind. I've got to. That word forgetting means to put it out of your mind, but it also means just to deal with it, to accept it, and move forward. You see, there's a lot of things behind us we would like, and that's what I'm going to talk about. Matter of fact, I get ahead of myself if I'm not careful. Watch this. In order to move forward, you have to let go of the past. Some of us in here right now, you're pushing as hard as you can push. You're running, trying to get toward the goal, and you wonder why your feet just don't want to move. You're wondering why you're moving hard. You're giving it everything you got to move forward, but you're moving in slow motion. Your feet are running like the coyote on the Roadrunner. But you're not getting anywhere. Why? It's because you haven't got it in order. The order has to be, look, Lord, once I get to where I'm going, then I can let go of the past. No, this one thing, the first thing, you've got to let go of the past. You've got to put it behind you. And until you put it behind you, guess what? You're going to impede your progress. You're not going to get where you're going. You may get there, but it's going to take a long, long time. Bethany, when we first got her, bless her heart, she would listen to D.C. and Daniel. And D.C. and Daniel, living in Benson, Benson was full of nothing but side roads. I went one day, and I was taking D.C. and Daniel to school, and I went down the road, and it was 4 miles. I come back home, thought it was the same road, and it was 6 miles. I said, how in the world can a road be 4 miles south and 6 miles north? It's impossible. So I looked again, and the roads were so close together that I really missed it. I was down two different roads, all these side roads. You see, a lot of times DC and Daniel go, I know a shortcut, Daddy. I know a shortcut. So Bethany picked that up. I know a shortcut. So one day I was riding, and she was riding with Linda, and she was behind me, and we were going home. And Bethany told Linda, said, "I know a shortcut. Let's take it." I had the food hot in the car. By the time they got there, the food was cold. I said, "What took you so long? You were right behind me on 17. All you had to do was turn on Possum Track, go down 9/10 of a mile. There's the house." And she said, "Bethany told me she knew a shortcut." The longest distance between two points is a shortcut. Did you know that? When Bethany ever tells me, "Dad, I know a shortcut," I just say, just keep it to yourself. Okay, so watch this now. Watch. So in order, look, so many people were stumbling on stuff behind us. Wow. It's not in front of us, it's behind us. The stuff behind us is holding us back. God's trying to do something in our life, and we can't move because we're frozen in our tracks by our past. Look at here. Oh, wow. You know, I pride myself, or used to pride myself on being in the back really good because I worked in a television shop, and then I worked a place that had these big trucks at Procter & Gamble. Sometimes I'd have to back trucks back and forth. So I prided myself on being able to look in my rearview mirror and the side mirrors and back up. I could put a thread through a needle. Didn't matter. I could do it. But every now and then, as I'm going backwards, the truck's beside me. I didn't see anybody in the truck beside me because I was not looking at them. I was focusing on what was behind me. And trucks would take off, and I thought I'd sped up, and I put my foot on the brake, and I find out I ain't gone anywhere. It's the trucks beside me moving. Anybody ever done that? Okay. You see, a lot of us, believe it or not, you drove here today using your rearview mirror. Matter of fact, I'm talking, and as I'm talking, you're looking in your rear view mirror. You know, some of life's greatest roadblocks are not the ones we see through the windshield. Amen? But it's the ones that feel the rear view mirror. We constantly are looking in the rear view mirror. Somebody can ask you, "Why aren't you talking with that person right now?" Or "What's going on with that person?" And when you start saying, "Remember," what you're saying is, get out the rear view mirror. Because we're going to talk about what happened yesterday. We're not going to talk about it today. Amen? And it kills us. You see, watch this. We are imperfect beings. Amen? Everybody's imperfect. Everybody. I mean, one lady stood up, or one man stood up, and the preacher said, remember one perfect man? That was Jesus. And the man raised his hand, and the preacher says, "Can I help you, sir?" He says, "Yeah, I had to beg your pardon. There was two perfect men." He said, "Not only Jesus." He said, "No, there was two." He said, "Pray tell me who that was." He said, "My wife's first husband." Okay. We lack perfect control over our thoughts. Do you know what it takes? Matter of fact, do you know what it takes? It takes courage, and it takes control, and it takes discipline to control our thoughts. You can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from building a nest on your head. Some of us, I think, put stuff on top of our head, bird seed on top of our head for the bird to land and build the nest. I've done that before. Anybody else done that? Amen. So look, because we cannot control our thoughts, then what happens is we get stuck in the past. And even though we know better, so watch this. I love this verse. Look. Lord says, "Forget what happened before and do not think about the past. Look at the new thing I'm going to do. It is already happening." In other words, it's happening around you. You don't see it because you're not looking through the windshield. You're looking through the rearview mirror. "I will make a road in the desert and rivers in the dry land." Isaiah 43:18-19. We don't see it. I hear people all the time. I get talking to them and go, "I don't see that. I don't see how it could happen. I don't see it. And I try to tell them, you got to get your mind out of the rear view mirror. Because as long as it's in the rear view mirror, you're going to have problems. Amen? So look. So how many here? Don't raise your hands. How many here right now is going, "Do you mind, preacher? My toes are already raw. You see, watch. This is so awesome. Instead of focusing our thoughts and our energies on the opportunities of the day, we just allow these painful memories to fill our minds. And as long as these painful memories fill our minds, whether it's a loss, whether it's a battle, whether it's an argument, whether it's a relationship, whatever it is, this stuff fills our mind, and every time we start moving forward, it snatches us back. Y'all remember we were talking about the crab in the barrel syndrome? You can put a whole bunch of crabs in a barrel, and you don't have to put a lid on it. You know why? Because every time a crab starts trying to climb out of the barrel, the other crabs will grab him and pull him back down. Wow. You have thoughts, and every time you try to think a thought to climb out of the barrel, all the past comes up and grabs the crabs and pull it right back down. There's your problem. All you can think about, and watch this now. What it is, watch. We simply can't let go of the pain. We relive it time and time and time again. How many has ever played the pain over and over and over in your head? Hear a certain song on the radio. You're having a good day and you hear a certain song on the radio, and all of a sudden, here goes the pain. Here goes the past. Here goes the problem. And all of a sudden, what was a perfectly good day now is being ruined because you listened to a song that reminded you of something in the past. You know, I can be having a good time. I might be sitting at a table eating lunch with a friend or going out to eat with my wife or going out with my boys, whatever, and having a good time, and they're playing music, and all of a sudden this song starts coming over the loudspeaker. And I remember what I was doing when I heard that. I remember the battle that I was going through or the tragedy that was happening, and all of a sudden I went from a very nice time to now I'm torn to pieces. The person sitting beside me don't know it. All they see is this. And they're thinking, have I said something wrong to them? Have I done something wrong? No, you didn't. Their past did. You can't shut it up. It just keeps talking and talking and talking. You know, I used to laugh at this little joke. You know, it said you spend the first 2 or 3 years of a child's life teaching them to walk. Or to stand up and to talk, and you spend the next 16 years telling them to sit down and be quiet. I used to laugh at that until all of a sudden DC came along, and I said, now I understand, that's not a joke. That's a theory that was proven. Amen. You see, we relive the past over and over again because your past is shouting at you. That wake you up. Your past is saying, don't let go of the pain. Hold it. Harbor it. You deserve it. It's yours. You earned it. Hold on to it. And every day, these consequences and all this stuff is playing in your head. You know, I thank God that He's got other plans. Now, if I said, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This day today is the day the Lord has made. His mercies are new and fresh each morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Instead of keep replaying over and over and over and over again. You know, CD players are pretty cool because, you know, if you used to have the record player, how many remember record players? And it had this little arm that reached over and held the record. And it would drop the record. And when all the records were dropped, it would go down. And when it went down, then the record player would turn off. And if you wanted to hear a song over and over again, because we didn't have CDs back then, we had 45s. Y'all remember 45s? We'd rush to the store and pay a dollar for a 45 and listen to one song 25 times. So you get that song. I remember when I was a teenager, I went and got Sweet Home Alabama. I was actually a teenager when it first came out. Y'all believe that or not? It came out. I put it on the record player, and instead of putting it on the arm, I took the arm, put the arm up, and moved it over there. So every time it got through playing, it would pick up and go back and play it again. Pick up, go back and play it again. Pick up and go back and play it again. And Daddy come in and said, have you got to Alabama yet, son? I'm going to play it over and over and over, because Lynyrd Skynyrd just sounded so awesome. Southern rock was awesome to me. But you know what? We do the same thing with problems. You've been done wrong in the past, and every time you try to move forward, like the crab in the barrel, here it comes. You know, I put this up here in the middle, right to start with. I don't know why I put it right in the middle, but I decided to put it in the middle. I believe the Lord told me to. I really do. You're healed when you're no longer mad at the pain. Listen. Didn't just say people. It said you're healed when you're no longer mad at the pain. I got to say that one more time. Some of us are mad at the pain. We've done lost the person's face, the people. We've done lost that. We don't even know who the people are anymore. We're just mad at the pain. I'm mad because you stunted my growth. I'm mad because I could be miles ahead right now. I'm mad because I'd have more money if this hadn't happened. I'm mad at the pain. So, they're mad at the pain, mad at the people, or mad at the problems. Watch this. God used to process you. Remember sandpaper? Remember sandpaper? Some of the people we talked about last week are sandpaper. Thank you. Thank you. Now go on my desk and get me some of that candy, please. That'll help more than the water will. Praise God. Didn't she do sweet? That was sweet of her. No, I don't want watermelon. Go get that candy that dissolves real fast. I don't need to be sucking on something. I remember the preacher timed his sermons by sucking on candy. That was what he learned. And so he knew this certain kind of candy would last about 30 minutes if he put it in the side of his mouth. And so he was preaching one day, and he put it in his mouth, and he started preaching, and it didn't go down. So he figured, wow, I must have been preaching faster than I thought. And then he ran out of sermons, so he went and got another sermon, started preaching it. Still didn't melt, so he went and got a third sermon. And finally, the people, you know, said, "Preacher, can you call for the altar, please, please, please?" He found out. He said, "Well, my candy ain't melted yet." And so he spilled it out and found out he weren't eating candy. He had put a button in his mouth. So the button wouldn't dissolve. Okay, so here we go. So one more time, you're healed when you're no longer mad at the pain, the people, or the problems God uses to process you. Everything that's happened to you, everything that has happened to you, God doesn't waste a drop. Did you know that? God never, you know, we're guilty. How many in here are guilty of wasting a drop? You know, you want to, thank you. But you want to aggravate somebody. Go to a restaurant and somebody, you go sit at a restaurant, and it aggravates me to death. And somebody orders great old big plate, and eat about 3 bites of it, and then just push it to the side. And I go, wait a minute. And my reckless mind was training in my head and thinking, all these people that are hungry, all the people outside that are hungry, and you're going to eat just three bites out of that great old big plate that you ordered. You knew you weren't going to eat but 3 pieces. Why don't you just go and get a small one? But you got that great big one, and you push it to the side. I don't know whether they think that means that that's some kind of mark that I've made it. I don't know what it is, but you're wasting it. Well, God doesn't do that. When you're going through pain, He'll use people, He'll use problems, and He'll use every drop to train you, to process you, to get you out of your mess. And you don't even realize what He's doing. So watch this. When we find ourselves focusing too intently on the past, it's a sign that we need to focus on a more urgent need. One more time. When we find ourselves focusing too intently on the past, it's a sign that we need to focus on a more urgent need. And here it is. The need to forgive. But I don't want to forgive, Lord. They don't deserve it. Ain't about them. You need it. It's not a matter whether they deserve it or not. You need it. You see, until we can forgive thoroughly and completely, first forgive those who hurt us, and even forgive ourselves. I find out my biggest problem is things that I've done in the past. I wish I could go back and change over again. I can't change it. You're never fully free from the past until you learn to forgive others, yourself, and of course, the big one, God. You say, well, I'm not mad at God, really? How many here would raise your hand and say, I've never been angry with God? Please don't raise your hand. Well, God, I can't be angry with God. It'll mess everything up. He's a big God. He knows it. He understands it. He knows. So watch this. I'm going to get my volunteers up here. This is going to be good. Forgiveness doesn't change the past, but it gives the future a chance. All right, my fellas, come on up here, all y'all guys. I called you ahead of time. First, we're giving them a haircut. Not really. A beard trim? No, I'm not doing that. You never get between a man and his beard, okay? Come here, Brandon. Stand right here. Stand right here, Brandon. We'll try to do this so they won't hurt you. Too bad. Come here. Well, I could put a boat knot on you, but I don't want to do that. That'll be too. Keep on over here. Come here. Right here. Right here. Okay. Now, hold it. Hold it. I hope your scissors are good. If they're not, I'm going to pull out my old knife. Mm. Oh, there you go. Ooh, now my fingers are stuck. Okay. Okay. Come here, DC. Brandon, where you at? Don't go anywhere. You're tied up right now. Actually, I need one more. Doug, can you come here? Well, I got more rope. That's why I wanted to get another one. Okay, back up. Back us how far you can go. Okay. Okay, fix that knot for me. That knot came loose. I was trying to tie a good knot. Put a weld knot in it then. Oh, go ahead. Put a wheel knot in it. Okay. All right, DC, tie that knot for me good. Got him? All right, hold on. Tie another one. Around him.
Another one around.
And then tie it around you. All right, go ahead. Go for it. Got it? There you go. There you go. It's awesome. Let's tie around you. Here, come on up here. Come over here. Get away. Okay. Tie it around you. Y'all got it? Y'all retied it? Well, that was coming loose too. Look at that. Yeah. All right. It's exactly. It's the rope. Well, Granny ain't around anymore. Okay. Now, here's Brandon. Turn around, face the congregation. Brandon's trying to move. Brandon is trying to move forward to the goal. But what? Y'all don't kill him. Give him a little bit of slack. Give him a little bit of slack. Look. That reminds me yesterday I was trying to walk through a place and the lady said, you can't walk. I walked into the bathroom. She said, you can't walk there. The floor's wet. I said, if you don't let me by, it's going to be wetter. Okay. So here he is. He's trying to move toward the goal, but look what he's dragging with him. DC heard him. Jordan heard him. And Doug heard him. So every time he tries to move forward, he thinks about them. Now watch this. Now y'all let him go just a little bit, but just keep it tight. Keep it tight. And every now and then, I want you, y'all take turns yanking him back. Not hard, because I don't want any accidents. So here's Jesus saying, I got something for you, son. But every time he goes, look what he's trying to drag with him. He's dragging all this past with him. And y'all yank him back every now and then. Y'all pull back on him. Just don't pull him down. Okay, look. Everywhere he goes, look. He's not free, right? He's trying to go, but he can't because he's dragging all this mess behind him. Some of y'all right now, you're dragging all this mess behind you. Wouldn't you like to be free so you can go ahead and move to what God's got you to do? But you can't because you got all this mess behind you. Well, watch what happens. Watch what happens. You know what? I'm tired of being mad at Doug. I'm so tired of being mad at Doug. This is Brandon talking. Say, I'm tired of being mad at Doug. You are. The load's a little lighter, but guess what? Guess what? You're tired of being mad at Sam. I'm tired of being mad at DC. But Jordan, I'm gonna hold on to Jordan for a while because he hurt me worse. You got good reason. So look. You're still being tied. Look at you. How many of us do that? We're trying to walk and we're carrying somebody with us. And you're thinking, I'm not going to forgive them because I want to hurt them. I want them to hurt as bad as I've hurt. And look what you're doing. You ain't hurting them. They're getting a free ride. They're living in your head without paying rent. Isn't that something? So when you say, look, I want to be free, Lord. I forgive Jordan. That dirty, stinking rascal, I forgive him. And that's what happens. But I So look, y'all keep those ropes as a souvenir. I was not going to put it all back together. But do you see what I'm talking about? As long as you carry the past, it keeps you from moving forward. That's why the Lord says, see, he was trying to reach for the goal, but he couldn't get the goal because he was too busy dragging the past. You know, this literally happened. Linda's boss man, his boss man was with a bunch of other vice presidents. They were out playing golf, and they were out playing golf, and it was only supposed to take, I don't know what a round of golf takes. How long does a round of golf take? 4 hours? Does it take about 4 hours? It took about eight for them. Whatever it took about eight for them. And Linda said, why did it take eight? It said, well, Bob, this is true. Bob had a stroke on the first hole or second hole. And said, we had to keep dragging him. She said, you're kidding. She said, no, the man had a stroke. Said we had to hit the ball and drag Bob. Hit the ball and drag Bob. I said, did you ask him why they called a doctor? He said he was all right. Just let him shake it off. They didn't know he'd had a stroke. They just thought he was having a problem. He said, I'll be all right. Just keep on playing. So they hit the ball and drag Bob. Hit the ball and drag Bob. So many of us are hitting the ball and dragging Bob. And we don't even realize it. Colossians 3:13, I love this. It says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you. So you must forgive others. I knew this one person that was having a terrible problem with somebody else. I mean terrible problem. And I actually thought this problem was going to wind up taking this person out. Literally, God was just going to back off this person. This other person is leaving them alone because they just couldn't seem to forgive them. And I was thinking, why can't you seem to forgive these people or this person? And as I was talking about that, why can't you forgive this person? I just left it alone. I said, I can't fight it. I can't do anything about it. I have nothing I can do. So I said, Lord, you got to handle it. And that person came to me a couple of months later and said, you know, I forgave him. I said, you forgave him? He said, yeah. I said, well, what changed your mind? And the person said, I was riding down the road, and God said to me, yes, they hurt you, but they never hurt you as much as they hurt me. and I forgave them. Who are you? Wow. You see, again, I'm trying to keep this kind of light, amen, as we can move forward to it. Watch this. Again, yesterday and last night, today's a brand new day, and it's yours. So watch this. Here it goes. Focusing too intently on the past is almost without exception futile, useless, more harmful to you than anything else. Watch this. You've got to understand this. If you miss this, you've missed the whole thing. No amount of anger, no amount of bitterness can change what happened yesterday. Nothing can change. Who can go back and erase the past other than God? What erases the past? Well, how about the effects of the past? Well, not even that. Who can change the past to where you can handle it? Tears can't change the past. Regrets can't change the past. Our worries can't change the past. Our complaints can't change the past. So if nothing can change the past, what's going on? My friend, I'll put it simply. Oh, look at that. I love that little rascal there. Ain't he sweet? Last Sunday, I'm talking, and somebody comes, I can't remember who, was it you, sister, come running to me and tell me there was a green lizard being chased by a brown lizard? Yeah. And I turn around and look, and all these lizards are having a fun time down there, and I was thinking about, where's the Geico guy? A friendly reminder that today is another day. Simply put, watch this. The past is and will always be the past. Forever. We can brag it. We can drag it up. We can live in it. We can build a little monument to it. But the past is the past is the past. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. Okay, I want to ask you, look. I love this. Failure is an event, not a person. Yesterday ended last night. So here we go. Here's my questions I want to ask you. Everybody ready for these questions? Can you summon the courage and wisdom to accept your past and move on with your life? Or are you going to be like Brandon was while I go dragging everybody behind you? He looked like a ski boat, didn't he? A ski boat with three guys behind him. Can you summon the courage and the wisdom to accept your past and move on with your life? That's question number one. Question number two, can you accept the reality that yesterday and all the yesterdays before it are gone? They're gone. I'd love to go back. There's a lot of things. If I could go back, I'd change a lot of things. A lot of things. And I guarantee you, if y'all had a chance to go back and change some things, you would change them. Can you accept the reality that yesterday and all the yesterdays before are gone? This is part one. We got part two coming next week. And watch this. Can you entrust all those yesterdays to God? All the hurt, all the pain, even all the successes, can you give them to God? All things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. Watch this. And I'm getting ready to close. Guys, y'all get ready to play something. Watch this. You can't change the past. I love this. You can't change the past on what you should have done. I sit down sometimes and think about things, even things I did as a kid. Sometimes I think about, a lot of times we have a bunch of memories. How many got a bunch of childhood memories? Usually, most of my childhood memories usually end up either in the hospital or a belt. I think my earliest childhood memory was there was a fan going on behind. Remember, we used to have heaters in the center of the house with a big old fan. And I was a little bitty fella. I was already engineering. Some of y'all going to laugh when I tell this. You'll say, there's an engineer. All right, what? I said, Daddy, what's that thing spinning? He said, that's a motor. I said, well, what's it doing? It says it's turning. I'm a little bitty fella. And I had a little bitty fella. Like I was so little I could stick my finger in the hole. And so as the fan is spinning, I'd sit there and listen to it, and it would start, and it would stop. It would start, it would stop. It would blow air. And I'm sitting, a little bitty fella, I'm thinking, what is going on here? And so next time it spun, I stuck my finger in the hole. And then I heard, and I pulled out, my fingernail was messed up, chewed up. I know, somebody make an engineering joke now. That's my earliest memory. The next memory is being chased around the yard by Daddy with a belt. If I could go back and change some of these things, don't you think I would? I would have gone back and I would not have stuck my finger in that thing because it hurt. I definitely, when Daddy chased around the yard, I'd have stopped because I know that I only got one or two licks instead of the licks I got because I was running from him. Matter of fact, I would not have done what I'd done to get the licks. All the things I could have, should have done. No matter what, it's not going to change the past. You can shoulda, coulda, woulda, death. It's not going to change the past. All it's going to do is make you miserable. When you just start doing the shoulda, coulda, woulda game, don't it make you miserable? Don't it make you aggravated? Don't it make you mad at yourself and mad at somebody else? You can't change the past on what you should have done, but you can change the present and the future on what you do and what you will do. As a parent, I think about as a parent, there's things I would have done different. As a preacher, there's things I would have done different. Matter of fact, sometimes I look at some of my early sermons and want to send a sympathy letter to the church and say, I'm sorry I preached that. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. You can't change the past. Quit living in it. Quit dragging it behind you. Quit letting it beat you up. Quit letting it yell at you! The past is the past, is forever the past. Learn from it and move on. Learn from it and move on. I'm not going to shoulda, coulda, woulda to death. I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to move on. Because when I move on, things are going to be different. I can't change the past, but I can change the present, and I can change the future. So now, real quickly, I was reading some stuff about the past, and shake the dust from your past to move forward in His promises. K. Arthur. Watch this one. Leave the broken, irreversible past in God's hands. And step out into the invincible future with Him, Oswald Chambers. Come on up here, DC. We can't just put our past behind us. We've got to put our past in front of God. That's how you handle it. And again, the Lord says, forget what happened before. Do not think about the past. Look at the new thing I'm going to do. It's already happening. Don't you see it? I will make a road in the desert and rivers in the dry land. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. People say, and it's a very bad saying, how many have ever heard time heals all wounds? How many have ever said it? Time heals all wounds. It doesn't. All time does is cements the memory of that wound in your head. You may not be as callous to it because you've repeatedly thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. So it may not hurt as bad, but it's still there. Time does not heal all wounds by itself. Time, with the correct procedures, God's word, moving forward. You know, y'all have heard this. I know you've heard it so many times, but I just want to do it again. If you heard it before, bear with me. If you haven't heard it, praise God. There was a man who had an old mule. He loved his old mule. He had that mule around for quite some time. The mule was getting gray-headed. The mule was starting to move a little slow. But he still loved his mule, so he kept the mule around. And one day, while he's using the mule to do farm work, the mule falls in a cavern, a little well. He's down in the well, and so he calls his friends to come and try to help him get the mule out of the well. All his friends come around, and the friends couldn't get the mule out of the well. Nothing they tried could get that mule out of the well. So the man said, well, one of his friends said, well, the mule is old. He's worked for you all these years. You've had a good run with him. I think the best thing to do is put the mule out of his misery. Just go ahead and just cover him up. The mule's down there looking up, waiting for somebody to help him. And all of a sudden, dirt starts falling on him. The mule starts baying, screaming. Of course, they didn't understand mule talk. But the mule was saying, what's going on? I've helped you all these years. I've done everything I could to get it right. And you're covering me up. You're just getting rid of me. You're forgetting about me. What is happening? Don't you care? And finally, some dirt hit the mule right on top of the head. And the mule went, I mean, he did like that. The dirt fell. And he thought about it. And so he stepped up on the dirt. The next time the dirt fell on him, he shook it off. And he stepped up. The next time he shook off the dirt and he stepped up. So every time the dirt would get on him, he would shake it off and he'd step up. And before long, that mule walked out of that well. If we could learn to shake it off and to step up. Every time Satan throws it at you, shake it off and step up. Every time that maybe a person that you're trying to forgive and the person won't quit, they just keep on, they keep on, they keep on, they just won't quit. Shake it off and step up. And just like that old mule, you'll find yourself climbing out of that well. God doing something special with you. Now today, I want everybody to stand. We're closing. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let me ask you a question. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Would you be honest with me and say, Pastor, I've tried to reach for the goal, but I got it out of order. And sometimes I forgot to let go of the past, forget it, learn from it, and move on. And so, just like with Brandon a while ago, it's dragging me. And it's killing me, and I need God to help me. But nobody looking around, every eye closed. Could you raise that hand and say, pray for me, Pastor? I need that. I need it. I got to move. I got to move on. I got to move forward, and I can't move because I can't get this out of my mind. Every time Satan tries to throw it in my face, I tell him that God use that for my good. That God, the Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. And I know that although you meant it for bad, Satan, although you meant it for bad world, although you meant it for bad flesh, God's using that now for my good. And I thank you for it. One more time, with nobody looking around, put that hand up. We're going to pray. Lord, touch them right now. Help them, God, to move past their past. Help them, God, right now to understand that God can use everything that's happened to them, no matter how bad, no matter how stinky it was, God can use it to raise them up higher. Help them, Lord, to shake it off and step up, to shake it off and step up, to shake it off and step up, knowing that you've got this, God. Now, I'm going to ask one more question. How many people in here, and this is a hard one, how many people in here know of somebody that you don't need to forgive, you need to ask forgiveness. Don't even raise your hand. Sometimes it's not that you need to receive forgiveness. Sometimes it's not that you need to accept it. Sometimes you need to be the one to give it. Next week, we're going to talk about something called start, how to move forward. But for right now, I'm opening up these altars. If you want to come up here and pray, come up here and pray. If you got to pray for that, you can pray for anything. You got just special needs in your life. You got something else you need God to do. Would you please step forward? All that will. It's not even 12 o'clock yet. All that will, step forward. All that will, step forward. Watch what God can do. God, I need you. God, I need you. I need to either forgive or I need to ask forgiveness. Whatever it is, it's driving me crazy. And until I do this, I'm going to keep feeling this pressure. I'm going to keep feeling this pain. God, I need you. God, I need you. God, I need you. God, I need you. Right now, Lord, to help me forgive those that have hurt me. Help me to forgive myself. And God, if I need to, help me ask somebody else to forgive me. I'm ready to move forward, Lord. I'm ready to move forward toward the goal. I got it out of order. I got it out of order. I think if I get to the goal, I can forgive. No, until you forgive, you can't make it to the goal. The Bible says, if we won't forgive those that hurt us, God's not going to forgive us, meaning that we're going to hinder our spiritual relationship with God on earth and in heaven if we can't learn to forgive. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is awesome all the time. I just keep going back to thinking about that one person that I talked to and kept telling them, you got to forgive this person. You got to forgive this person. They said, I don't know how. Or they said, I forgave them, but they just honestly didn't act like it. And then, right down the road, when God said, why are you having such a hard time forgiving them? They hurt me a whole lot more than they hurt you. And I forgave them and forgot it. Wow. Today is Independence Day. I can't change the past with coulda, shoulda, woulda, but I can change the present and the future with doing it right this time. Y'all say this. I can't change the past, but I shoulda, coulda, woulda. But I can change the present and the future by doing it right this time. Wow, that's awesome. That is so awesome. Everybody stand. Brother Steve.
Father God, we just praise you. And we thank you for all the things that you've done for us. And Lord, let us be reminded that we hurt you more than anyone could hurt us. And Lord, we pray that we have forgiven. And Lord, that we will forgive each and everything that happens to us by others. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen and amen.